Today on Catholic Forum, I'm on location at Dover Air Force Base in Dover, Delaware. Father David Cody is the Catholic chaplain here at Dover Air Force Base, and he is my guest today on Catholic Forum. Good morning, Father.
Morning.
Father, we're going to talk about your work, your ministry here at Dover Air Force Base, and some of the challenges that you face and some of the rewarding aspects of your ministry. But before we do that, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, about your background and your vocation and your military career.
All that good stuff.
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm a maniac, born in the state of Maine, raised there, and graduated from high school in 1960. Moses and I went to high school together. Then went to the University of Ottawa in Canada for liberal arts, and then went to seminary there. As far as vocation is concerned, I think I'm one of these people that never got any great inspiration. You know, you are going to be a priest, but just sort of said, well, that's something that serves people, and I like that. Mm-hmm. Sort of part of the job is to make people aware of how important they are, how good they are, how happy they can be. So just kept going year after year, and each year I'd come back to the seminary in September, and people would lose all kinds of money on bets. And once that was done, 68 was ordained for the Diocese of Portland. Spent a couple of years at Boston College doing a degree in social work. Then went back to Maine, and the bishop said, there's room at the top for you. So I went up to Aroostook County, which is the far northern part of the state, and did counseling there, family counseling. Did a lot of work in residential care for emotionally disturbed children. Mm-hmm. And then also joined the Maine Army National Guard in 72, I think. And spent some years with that. Was stationed up in northern Maine near Loring Air Force Base, and at that time got to know the chaplain there, Jim Barlow, and was tremendously impressed with him and his work, tremendously impressed with the Air Force people that I saw there, that I worked with, that came to the parish where I was stationed. Mm-hmm. And so in 1984, asked the Bishop of Portland to give me an okay to join the Air Force active duty full-time. And he said yes, and so the way that it works is that I still belong to the Bishop of Portland, Maine, but I work for the Archbishop for the Military Services. It's another diocese. It's not territorial. There's no land. It's just all of the military people. Mm-hmm. So my bishop in Maine lends me to him, and he says, go for it. And eventually, here I am after about 20 years in Dover, Delaware, which is a great place to be.
How long have you been here in Dover, Father?
Just about 11 months, not quite a year. Uh-huh. Looking forward to that coming up.
Where are some of the places where you've been stationed?
Started off in Blauville, Arkansas, and went from there to Alaska, and spent a year in a place called Shemya, which is an island literally 2x4, 2 miles by 4 miles, about 1,000 miles off the coast of Alaska. Huh. And then from there went to Loring, Maine. People thought that I was just about crazy for wanting to do all this northern tier stuff, but I loved it. And then from there went to Lake and Heath in England on the east coast, East Anglia in England. Mm-hmm. Super place, great people, and I think to be an Anglophile there. From England, went to the Air Force Academy, spent 3 great years there, mm-hmm. and while I was there, deployed to Saudi Arabia. Having finished the Air Force Academy, went to Great Falls, Montana, and I kind of said to myself, what did you do wrong to go there? Probably the best assignment I ever had. Huh. Just absolutely superb people, great mission, wonderful place to be. Mm-hmm. And then from Great Falls, Montana, off to Germany, Italy, and then to Dover.
Wow. You've certainly been able to see a lot more of the world than you would have if you'd stayed at the Arch or the Diocese of Portland, right?
Well, you see the world, yeah, but the important thing is you see the people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
One of the greatest things that I found is Air Force people are super people. They're amazing people. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk about dedication, you want to talk about people that have a commitment, people that have ideals, I think that's where you find them. I think that's what got me into the Air Force when I was up in northern Maine. It wasn't any desire to escape Maine, because that's where I hope to go back to fairly soon after I retire. But just seeing the Air Force people and the way that their family life is just so good, their commitment to their country and to their nation, and the ideals. I mean, I guess one of my big themes is, you know, if you're working to make sure that the nation stays free and that the world becomes more free, that there's more liberty out there, then what you're really doing is you're working to establish the kingdom of God, because his kingdom is based on love, and you've got to be free to love. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be a big part of a lot of people's lives in the Air Force. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And then here at Dover, for instance, and everywhere else, but here especially, you can go out on the flight line, you can go out around the base any time of the day or the night, and you see people just working. I mean, people, the way that things are right now, 12, 13, 14 hours a day, a lot of our people are working tremendous hours and working tremendously hard during those hours. Mm. It's dedication. Yeah. And so I think perhaps the Air Force is more of an inspiration for me than I am for the Air Force.
Father, what's a typical day like for you here at Dover Air Force Base?
Generally, it starts off, get up in the morning, say a couple of prayers, and probably on the fly many mornings. And then a lot of my work is administrative right now, because I'm what they call the wing chaplain, which means that the entire chapel program is mine. The religious services for anybody on the base is my responsibility. Mm-hmm. I've got some great people working for me. I'm the only Catholic chaplain. There is a reservist who comes down from New Jersey a couple days a month, and he helps out usually during the week because he's got his own parish on the weekend. Mm-hmm. And so the administrative part of things is just making sure that all the people that are chaplains and the people who work in the chapel offices are up to snuff as far as knowing what they're doing from a religious point of view, making sure that people are very aware of the fact that our work is to serve the spiritual needs of people, which means whatever makes them a real, true, honest-to-goodness person, their ideals, their core values, and that my job is not to, you know, make everybody Catholic, but rather my job is to ensure that people's ideals are maintained and upheld, that people are treated fairly in terms of their religious needs, and that it's very obvious to people that that's what's going to happen and that's what does happen here. Mm-hmm. So it's off to the office and check the email, and usually I'll sneak a quick look at what's on in the news up in the great state of Maine, and then that's while I'm making my coffee, I guess. And then a lot of times the work deals with counseling. There's a good amount of counseling that I do, that all of the chaplains do. And the counseling generally is in the areas of cementing family relationships, marriage relationships, because, again, there are a lot of stresses on our families here. The active duty personnel carry a huge load. There's a lot of stress to what they do. And that stress carries over to their families, to their children, to their spouses. And they're good people. They want to keep things together. They want to do their jobs. And so part of our job is to help them to do that, to look at some of the stresses in their life and to help them to make those stresses a little bit less. Mm-hmm. And make their strengths a little bit more. So we do things like marriage counseling, family counseling, but also presenting seminars on marriage relationships, how to, you know, maintain a loving relationship, marriage enrichment, family enrichment kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, one of the things that's kind of an old staple is the old potluck dinner and that sort of mm-hmm. thing, which, you know, you sort of say, yeah, well, but really what it does is it brings people together, gives families a chance to be together, and especially for families who have one of their parents deployed. Far away, it's a good chance for these families to come together and spend some time with each other and just let somebody else do something for them for a change. Mm-hmm. Because they're doing a lot for us just by sacrificing their family relationships. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things. I mean, planning that sort of thing, carrying out that sort of thing. Other areas of it are things like Bible studies and working with the choirs and the usual things that anybody would do in any church. But for us, probably the biggest part is going out and about. I wish I could do it more. It's just going out on the flight line and seeing the people that are, you know, working on the planes. Because the more they see the chaplain, the more comfortable they feel with the chaplain. When something does begin to stress them, they'll turn to the chaplain. If they don't know us guys, then they're not going to turn to us because we're strangers. So part of maybe the biggest part of the job is making sure that we're not strangers to people out on the flight line and in the offices, but that we bounce around and get known and kind of spread the message that you're good people and you're appreciated and the good Lord is certainly on your side and you're doing great things for him. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big message. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the day usually ends. I mean, the office hours end at 4:30. Usually the day doesn't end anywhere near then. Mm-hmm. But it, and, you know, priests in real life are civilian life, are under the same kinds of constraints for time. Yeah. There are a lot of time constraints. But the thing is, if you know that what you're doing is worthwhile, if you know that you're doing something to make people's lives a little bit better, you don't care how long you work because it's fun. Yeah. It's a fun job.
Yeah. What are some of the other challenges that face the people to whom you minister?
With the amount of people that we have here, we have to give some up to deployments. They have to be away for periods of time. And that means that sometimes there are fewer people to do the workload. And just the sort of the makeup of most of our people is such that, hey, I don't care how many of us there are not here, this job is going to get done, and it's going to get done well. So that, I think, our people, just because of their dedication, because of their personality, tend to put a lot of stress on themselves in terms of doing things well, doing them on time, doing them right. And it's a big challenge for them, and they do it. So there's a lot of, I think, self-imposed stress just because of the nature of most military people who care enough to do it right and do it well because they see that what they're doing is important. That's part of it. Another part of the stress, too, I think, is just the stress of being tired. I mean, it takes a toll on you. And sometimes, particularly with families, the parent who's working 12 or 14 hours a day comes home and, you know, the kids probably want to go to Six Flags or someplace, and he just wants to go to 6 hours of sleep, and you can't blame him. So that's difficult. But again, one of the things that we find through chapel and through a lot of other groups on base is that things are set up for our families and for our people to give them the support, to make sure that the kids have things going for them that help them to develop their personalities, their strengths, their skills, you know, athletics or academic kinds of things or just trips and that sort of thing are very much available on base. You know, is there enough? There's never enough. Mm-hmm. But those kinds of things are here. One of the things that Air Force talks about is Air Force family. And you sort of say, well, yeah, fine. But it is. It really, truly is. People care. When one of the things that I get the ability to do is to meet with the wing commander, the boss man on base. And the thing that I'm most amazed at is that he has all of these things that he has to do, all these missions he has to accomplish. But his big thing is that he cares about people. Mm-hmm. He really, truly does. Every time he talks with me, he's always bringing up something about people and something about people's needs that, whoops, I hadn't thought about. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing to see that he can concentrate on that as well as the other things. It's an amazing family atmosphere here. Mm-hmm. One of the programs that we're developing here through the chapel is taking retirees, people who live in the Dover area, retired military persons, and we're working with them to become sort of grandparents to mm-hmm. some of the children of deployed families so that while the parent is deployed and the other parent is, you know, back here with four or five kids and things are just very tight, mm-hmm. Somebody can come in that they get to know who can do grandparenting kinds of things with them, take them places, do things with them. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the important things there is that we're taking people who were active duty military, and they certainly don't think of themselves as, whoop, the military's over. They still think of themselves as part of the military. And this gives them some opportunity to really get involved in working and helping very nicely and very well some of our active duty families.
It sounds like a wonderful program. What is the most rewarding aspect of your ministry?
I think the most rewarding aspect is just working with people and finding out how good they are. I mean, even in counseling, even in situations where you say, oh, this is terrible, people are having a difficult time, what we see is that there's a lot of good in these people, and if we can begin to stress that comes out. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest privileges I've got as a chaplain is meeting the fallen heroes that come back from Iraq and from Afghanistan, just going out to the plane. We offer a prayer when the fallen heroes come back in. And then we also work very heavily, and there are two chaplains who are there full-time. I help them occasionally, but that's certainly not the biggest part of my job, working with the people who assist over at our Port Mortuary. It's just an amazing, amazing atmosphere there of just, we are here to help these heroes to get back home to their families as quickly as they can. Mm-hmm. And they do it so well and so respectfully. It's just wonderful to see. Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give to a young man or woman who's thinking about going into the military as a chaplain?
I think probably the best thing is be flexible and have a great sense of humor, because you'll need both of those. But the other thing is, if you really believe that people are good people, if you really believe that people have to be free in order to carry out, you know, Jesus' one command, I mean, the Last Supper he said to his disciples, I got one command for you, it's just one, love one another, take care of each other. And if you really believe that's important, this is where you'll see that happen. And a chaplain has a tremendous ability to help in that area.
So what is the future for Father David Cody? Is it a parish in Maine? Is that where you're headed when you retire from the military?
Well, I'm going to stay in the military as long as they'll let me, and but then probably back to the great state of Maine, probably way up in the north somewhere in the border of Canada with the snow coming down in July.
Father David Cody, the chaplain, the wing chaplain here at Dover Air Force Base, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us on Catholic Forum.
Thank you for coming down. It was great.